You know, I remember being in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, my.
In the mid-70s.
You lived there?
And I did. My dad was stationed at Lackland Air Force Base.
Oh. I spent 6 months in San Antonio.
And, you know, I love that town. Still, it's like home to me. And I remember we had a song of our own hit the radio.
San Antonio Stroll.
We immediately adopted that song,
Isn't
the whole town.
Isn't it funny, though, because the song is really not anywhere about the town.
Right, right.
But it was just that.
It was just, for us,
I mean,
it just became that.
The guy that wrote it had never even been to Texas.
Yeah, right.
Never. His name was Peter Noah.
Mm, yeah.
But, yeah, that song just resonated with San Antonio. And I spent not really good 6 months there. I didn't have good memories of San Antonio because that's where we got in a head-on collision, and my mother was in the hospital there for 6 months.
Wow.
It's a long story, but a really incredible one.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have good memories of
San
Antonio until much later, but
sure.
I love it now.
Wow. My mom spent 6 months in Wilford Hall Hospital after an accident in San Antonio.
Really? Well,
she
ours
did,
was in Brady, Texas.
Wow. And
we had to take the ambulance there. But
wow.
She was in it was a Catholic right downtown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big
wow.
hospital.
Yeah.
And we stayed, and my dad had two broke arms.
Mm.
And
he
got mad and it just cut him off one day.
Wow. Just so cut the casts off.
He couldn't taste it. I'm
wow.
getting rid of these. So it wasn't a good time for me. But
yeah.
But I fell in love with it, you know, George Strait. I love that place out there. Used to play the Y.O. Ranch right outside of San Antonio.
Right,
you've
right,
been
right.
There?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, I mean, you know, that whole area.
I love that
beautiful,
area.
It's a beautiful part of Texas. It
and
really
what's
is.
What's the town,
historic.
That George Strait lives in that I almost bought a house there.
Oh.
In fact, he bought the house I was going to buy.
And is that where his ranch is, or is this?
It's
Seguin?
No, almost. Oh, my gosh.
And I know there's it's... Because it's in that New Braunfels area.
It's right next to San Antonio.
Right, right. I'll think. San Marcos? No.
San Marcos.
San Marcos?
Yes.
Okay, there we
thank
go.
You, thank
there
you.
We go.
Yes, San Marcos. That's a really cool
and,
area.
Well, it's such a historic part of Texas.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's really cool because...
they're just having their, 300th anniversary?
Right, right. And, you know, you think about... You know, old towns. I mean, you go into a lot of these cities and everything's new.
Well, pretty much. If you've been to Europe, you know, I've been blessed enough to have been able to have gone over there a few times. And you go, America is like a newbie.
Right, right.
You know, we're just embryos over here. I mean, that's 3,000 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly. Yes.
It's unbelievable, you know.
And
but, I mean, it was always here.
Sure. Yeah. You know. I think we've seen that a lot of that kind of, I guess, historic mentality has really been incorporated into a lot of music or was back in the day. You
absolutely.
Know?
I mean, I think it still is, isn't it? I mean, really,
yeah.
I mean, you get some states
right,
maybe that are a little
sure.
more mentioned than others.
Right.
You know, I mean, but as far as, I guess the country itself, you know. I guess, you know, all the Europe goodness goes way back and all that stuff. And, that I really didn't get to learn in school when I was working the flamingo in Las Vegas three shows a night.
Well, there's
a little
so
hard to
the,
learn about geography and
so
stuff.
So there's a question. What was that like? Because, you know, I mean, you're still a young girl. Things are just happening on an exponential level. How does
what do
that
you mean now? Are you talking
yes, then? Now, of course.
Oh.
Well, how
you're still a young girl. I thought you were saying in the story. Now, you're still a young girl, but you're 16. And you're.
Actually, that's where I was going, but you are still a young girl.
Oh, well, yeah.
What was that like, I mean, in those times when, you know, a lot of girls are thinking about, I don't know, making a phone call to a boy
that's
or
what I thought you
to their friend,
to. Yes.
You know, or.
It was different. It was. No, I mean, in one instance I can give you is that I was going to school in Henderson, which is right outside of Las Vegas.
Right.
And we had a little place called Trailer Estates there, 207 Navajo Drive, and went to school, and there I was a freshman, and they were going to have the sophomore reverse. You ever heard of that? The sophomore reverse.
Mm-mm.
It's where the girl asks the guy,
oh,
and you go to a dance,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Well,
yes.
I wasn't allowed to date, So right, okay. I'm figuring now, I know now my dad knew all the time I wasn't going to be able to go.
Right, right.
So he just went ahead and said, yeah, I'll just.
Okay, right.
And he said, okay. So I was going to ask Dale Ford down at the, he packed sack groceries down at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
Albertsons.
Mm.
And I was going to ask Dale Ford and to the sophomore reverse.
Right.
And so a few days before it, I was all excited because I couldn't even date yet. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. I'm getting to go with this,
sure.
this party and this
right.
dance.
Yeah.
And my dad said, oh, we got a booking. We got a booking in Morgan Hill, California.
Oh, wow.
And it's right on that night. We, no, can't go.
Got to go.
And I go, no. I was just in tears.
Oh.
And we played in a place called Bobby McGee's.
Yeah.
And we'd been there many times. It was just a big old bar. And so I had the problem of telling Dale Ford.
Mm.
What am I? I hadn't even talked to him. You know,
right,
everything's
right.
been through somebody else. You know, ask him if he'll go.
Like, right,
you know,
right,
you
exactly.
know how it is
yeah,
in
yeah,
school.
Right.
So he finally, I said, oh my, I sweated about it. So I finally told my girlfriend, I said, you're going to tell him. I can't tell him.
Right.
So she told him, well, he got angry, I guess.
Yeah.
Got mad at me and, well, said some things about me. And I went on to the gig. Me and my dad in the back, we were in a Buick station wagon.
Mm.
And we get to the gig, driving all day and all night. We pull up, and the place is boarded up. It's boarded up. It says, anybody that comes beyond this door will be arrested. Because they were busted for, I think, prostitution and drugs
wow.
and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
So here
wow.
is my sophomore reverse was just
no.
totally. So those were kind of things that I had to deal with all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that my dad probably knew
yeah.
because I couldn't date till I was 16.
Right.
And, you know, I had all the, I pretty much, to me, had very normal parents, but on the same, at the same time, very, very unusual.
Right. In terms of your life. Because
yeah.
There was so much the world was demanding you.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of ways. I imagine right. sometimes me being born to some other parents or look at my kids at 9 years old and go,
right, right.
Oh, I'd probably just throw everything to the wind and
right.
let's go, you know.
Sure.
And take your whole, bet your whole family's career and future. Yeah. And no, I couldn't do that.
Wow.
So it was some interesting, and I think that when I ball it all up and kind of just, you know, make it just a pretty round ball, I think that maybe it just was meant to be.
You know, I
it
mean, I can't
it
imagine you doing
again.
Anything else. I can't
no.
imagine you
well, no,
not
but
being
how
successful.
It was done, but how we did it was
yeah.
just, that
right.
doesn't happen.
Yeah, right.
That don't
yeah.
happen anymore.
Wow.
And people ask me all the time. People ask me all the time, how do you get started in
yeah,
this business?
Right.
And it's a loaded question.
It really is, because any direction you point them
no,
could be the wrong direction for
no,
them.
No, and I can give you, I can help you and say, well, you got to go through, these are the people you need to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get you, you know, I can't, but nobody gave us no direction. We had
yeah.
no direction.
Yeah. You know,
none. Zilch. Zero.
I remember a conversation going back to the Bill Mack days
yeah,
about a young girl who recorded a song that a lot of people, in fact, there was a decision made about putting this song on a soundtrack because it was too mature of nature for a young girl to be singing.
Yeah, I was 15,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And...
yeah, it was banned.
And it, when you look at that, there is, you know, when with Bill Mack, there was a parallel with Leanne Rimes. She recorded "How Do I Live Without You," and
oh yeah,
and Disney,
they used Disney used
Patti Loveless for it was who was it?
Trisha Yearwood.
That's right. Yes. Thank you. Trisha Yearwood version.
Because of the age thing. And
because
I'm thinking,
of the age thing.
Okay, whatever. But Trisha. Leanne's first song, you know,
yeah.
that was my song. I got pitched that first. Bill pitched that
Blue?
To me.
Blue?
Blue,
wow.
yeah.
Wow,
He wrote it for
yeah.
Patsy Cline.
Right.
And, of course, he knew Patsy.
Yeah, right.
But then he gave me a cassette copy of it
yeah.
one night.
Yeah.
And I listened to it, and I said, no, it's not my song.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
not my song.
Wow.
And it went to the right person.
Yeah.
Me. She
yeah.
was, it was, no one could ever do it.
But,
like
you
her.
Know, I mean, we're so quick to, or I guess some, or maybe the business or something, too many in the business, so quick to judge. And as you mentioned with Delta Dawn, not you know, judging it for the song. You know, not judging it for the performance.
And having some other side thing.
Yeah.
Because you're young, because
right.
you've had a hard life, because
right.
whatever.
Yeah. And it just,
your
you
dad
know,
beat you when you were a kid,
you
whatever.
Know, it, and it just, you know, for all of us who are fans of the music, we just love the great music. You
well,
know?
Yeah. I mean, that's all.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Really want is, yeah. well, I mean, of course, maybe that's not all.
Yeah.
But because they get, very, some people get very, involved with, I mean, I did.
Sure.
I was interested to know what Elvis was doing at all times.
Right,
you know,
right.
I had a lot of feelers out too,
sure.
you know, making sure I knew what he did, you know. And it was kind of great to kind of be involved that way.
Yeah.
But I've been afforded a lot of things, because, someone knew my name and liked my music.
Yeah.
And sometimes they didn't know my music, just knew my name.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Been given a lot of blessings, to be able to travel. And like I say, it's not the ones that I have. My fans, I appreciate them so much, but I just want some more.
Sure. Keep working. And that goes,
the world.
That goes back to that work ethic. I mean, that's really never gone away, right?
I think work is, to me, work is necessary.
Yeah, right.
Necessary. It's just like, you know, brushing my teeth, which sometimes I may not even do, but it's necessary.
It is necessary
to work,
right.
And when I don't, I just I'm not contributing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, you know, then they go back to the whole thing where the whole circle comes back to being healthy.
Yeah, right.
And then you know, unfortunately, we have to get older and realize how important that is.
Sure, sure. And
but I wouldn't have traded anything.
Yeah,
you know, I was wild. I could out drink, out smoke, you know, anybody, not so proud of that, and I'm glad that's not my my title. You
right,
know, what
right.
People think of me as.
Right.
But
but
I wouldn't have if I hadn't have gone through those times, those days, those fights, those all that stuff that the Inquirer is so crazy in love with talking about.
Yeah.
Then I probably would have felt like I missed out on something.
Sure. Right. Part of the experience.
And I've missed out on very little.
Tanya, I'll tell you, it's so great. What a great conversation. Thank you so much for having us today.
I wouldn't have wanted to miss out on that.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that. So generous with your time today. In fact, we're going to take you next door and meet some nice folks next door. And we thank you for being here, spending time with the truckers at the Mid-America Trucking Show. And we want to send everybody to the website, TanyaTucker.com. Follow along on shows, music, and everything else. And always a fan. Always a fan.
And well, thank you, and always trying to make good on that.
Yeah,
you know, you can never rest and go, okay, I've been good enough. No, I haven't started yet.
Yeah, well, here we go, and we're certainly gonna thank you for being here. We're gonna keep you in our thoughts and prayers
for lots of good health down the road.
Thank you
so much. It's so important, and but I'm just very grateful that I have some great people to sing to.
Great.
I told them, I said, Don't even talk about me not performing here next year. I mean, what's with that?
Yeah, I'll tell
Reba
you.
Reba did it, by George.
Absolutely.
Let that little wench know I can do it, too.
Yeah, Tanya Tucker, thank you so much for being here. Love you back.
Thank you.
Thank you.